Well, a new pest species has hit our shores and there are fears it could wreak havoc on Australia's agriculture sector. It's the fall armyworm, which looks like any old green caterpillar, really, but it has a voracious appetite and the ability to spread fast, posing a threat to more than 350 plants and crops. Originally from the US, the pest was first detected in the Torres Strait a week ago. Now experts have captured it on Cape York Peninsula. Rachel Mealy reports.
It's an unwelcome visitor to Australian shores.
Yeah, all the evidence shows its ability to move very quickly is one of the risk factors. It attacks a very wide range of hosts, so a wide range of plant species are attacked by it.
Malcolm Letts is the Chief Biosecurity Officer for Queensland. He says Australian government scientists have been monitoring the pest's movement through Asia and Southeast Asia for the past 4 years and are now working to trap more moths in the region to find out how widespread the outbreak is.
We'll have a much clearer picture over the next 6 weeks in relation to what its distribution is. We'll have more information in relation to its possible impacts. What we want to do is put information together for industry. We have been consulting with industry on this pest for some time now. What we'd like to do is pull some information together for industry so that they've got better awareness, they can identify the pest, and they know what sorts of practices they need to put in place to limit its impact.
Dan Galligan is the head of Queensland Cane Growers. He says the fall armyworm could devastate a number of agricultural industries if it takes hold.
This pest has a real potential to cause significant damage to a range of agricultural crops in Australia. It's prevalent in terms of it can impact over 350 species of plants, but over 60 of which are crops grown in Australia, particularly grass-based crops.
Wee Tek Tay is a population geneticist at the CSIRO and has studied the movement of the fall armyworm across the globe over the past few years.
Looking at its biology, this pest, on average, if the conditions are right, can mature from egg to an adult in about a month to 40 days, laying eggs per female, about up to easily 1,500 eggs to 2,000 eggs, if the condition's right. We can see that if it successfully established in Australia, the population can increase very quickly.
He says the fall armyworm has become resistant to insecticides in some parts of the world, so there's not really an effective chemical control for it. So far, one male moth has been caught in a plastic pheromone trap at Bamaga on the tip of Cape York Peninsula. Dr. Tay says the fall armyworm could already be more widespread.
If there were females coming in and the females are fertile and they've mated and they can lay fertile eggs, it can be a significant impact to the environment and our agriculture sector and should be something that we take quite seriously.
Malcolm Letts says Biosecurity Queensland stands ready to send more people to far north Queensland if they're needed.
If we mount a response, then we will need to be thinking about how many people we allocate to that. It's early days yet, so at this stage we are utilising existing staff and they'll be doing the surveillance in the short term, working very closely with the North Australian Quarantine Service, the Commonwealth Quarantine Service in that part of the world, and utilising their resources as well.
Malcolm Letts is the CEO of Biosecurity Queensland. Rachel Mealy reporting.